They're supposed to be the ones in charge of upholding Britain's law and order. But it seems the men and women of police forces across the country are not adverse to breaking the rules themselves. A Freedom of Information request revealed a shocking rise in the number of officers disciplined for misconduct. In 2008, 559 were found guilty. That figure shot up to 873 in 2012, an increase of 56%. 4,115 were disciplined, with 643 forced to resign or were dismissed. Claudia Webb was the chair of New Scotland Yard's Operation Trident Independent Advisory Group, which held the police to account.
Well, the level of charges beggars belief, really, in terms of how on earth did such officers even get into the service in the first place? How was it that the recruitment process wasn't able to root out much earlier individuals that had a propensity to commit these types and levels of crimes?
Some of the most alarming charges included an inspector sacked for shoplifting, officers involved in gun running and drug trafficking, as well as officers involved in sexual misconduct. Retired Scotland Yard Commander John O'Connor believes allowances must be made for new methods of reporting crimes within the service, as well as the changing face of the UK's police force.
The whole structure and the systems have changed. And on top of all that, the morale isn't good because it's not that well paid a job now. Whereas one of the most important things you value when you're in the service was your career and your future. You know, those values seem to have gone, and many police officers now really look upon it as just another job. And maybe you're not getting the same commitment, the same loyalty, the same dedication that you had in an earlier age.
The public may well be disappointed to learn of the apparent inconsistencies in the way in which those officers who break the law are punished. In some cases, they're given a verbal warning, and in other cases, the individuals involved are asked to resign from the force with no further action taken. With cutbacks and growing dissent amongst the UK's rank-and-file police officers, it's still the minority who give their colleagues a bad name. But with this minority growing steadily, it may only be a matter of time before the fragile trust that exists between the police and the public breaks permanently.
Trust and confidence is at the heart of policing in this country. And without that trust and confidence, the public have a right to ask questions. It's policing by consent. That's the whole model of policing in this country. You police by consent. And without that, there is no basis for policing at all.
A lesson the police should take seriously, indeed. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.